WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one mental muscle at a time. You know that feeling when you're drowning in emails. Deadlines feel like they're closing in, and the idea of relaxing feels more like a distant dream. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own schedules. Today, we're diving into the golden world of work-life balance because let's face it, life is way more enjoyable when you can actually light it, not just survive it, right? Now, work-life balance sounds pretty straightforward, doesn't it? But trust me, it's a lot less about finding some perfect 50/50 split and a whole lot more about tuning into your own needs, setting healthy boundaries, and making choices that fuel both your professional success and your personal well-being. Here's the deal, folks. We're bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, be on 24/7, and sacrifice everything for the almighty grind. But guess what? That's a recipe for Burnout City. Seriously, who wants to end up as a zombie just pushing through the motions? Not me. So let's break this down into 5 key takeaways that can actually make a difference in your life. 1. Prioritize like a pro. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming bowling pins while riding a unicycle? Yeah, me too sometimes. The key here is to get super clear on what matters most in both your work and personal life. Make a list seriously, grab a pen and paper of the top 3-5 things that are non-negotiable for you in each area. Then, ruthlessly prioritize those items. Say no to anything that doesn't align with your priorities. Remember, saying yes to everything is like saying no to yourself. Schedule your sanity. This one's all about carving out time for things that recharge you, whether it's exercise, reading, spending time in nature, or just chilling with a good cup of coffee in some peaceful silence. Treat these appointments as sacred. Don't let work emails or urgent requests steal your precious me time. Master the art of delegation. You can't do it all, folks. Seriously, learning to delegate tasks at work and even at home is a game changer. Not only does it free up your time, but it also empowers others and builds trust. Start by identifying those tasks that are draining your energy or could be done just as well or better by someone else. 4. Set boundaries like a boss. This means saying no more often politely but firmly. Establish clear boundaries between work time and personal time, both physically and mentally. Don't check emails after hours unless it's truly urgent. When you're with loved ones, be present, put that phone away and give them your undivided attention. 5. Embrace the power of breaks. Short breaks throughout your day can actually boost your productivity and focus. Step away from your desk for a few minutes every hour to stretch, walk around, or simply clear your head. It's amazing how much a quick reset can do wonders for your mental clarity and energy levels. You know that feeling when you finish a big project at work and you just want to crawl under the covers and hibernate? But then you remember, hey, there's this amazing concert happening tonight, or you finally have time to catch up with friends, or maybe you just create some quality time with your favorite book. That's a win. You've created the space for yourself to enjoy life outside of the grind. So, let's recap. We talked about prioritizing like a boss, scheduling in your sanity, mastering delegation, setting those boundaries, and embracing the power of breaks. Remember, it's not about achieving some mythical perfect balance. It's about making conscious choices that support both your work goals and your personal well-being. It's a journey, not a destination, folks. So, go forth and conquer your day with intention, purpose, and a healthy dose of self-care. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to prioritize their own happiness. Until next time, keep striving for that golden work-life balance. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.